With a November deadline for consensus between Northern Ireland's nationalist and unionist political factions on a power-sharing assembly fast approaching, a report by the Independent Monetary Commission is being discussed today in Belfast. The report issued Wednesday assessed progress in decommissioning the province's paramilitary groups, stating that the pro-nationalist IRA, or Irish Republican Army, had changed radically and some of its most important structures were now dismantled. Robin Wilson is director of the Belfast-based think tank Democratic Dialogue. With all indications pointing towards a future of peace in Northern Ireland, we asked him what exactly is holding up the political process.
Two basic problems. The main Protestant party, the Democratic Unionist Party, which has at its core members of Ian Paisley's Free Presbyterian Church, which is a very fundamentalist, evangelical kind of Protestantism. The main problem from that quarter is that the membership of the Democratic Unionist Party is very loath to share power with members of the Catholic community. On the other side, the major political party, Sinn Féin, the political wing of the IRA, while undoubtedly the IRA has closed down its activity and has decommissioned of its weapons, the big step that's being asked of it is essentially to support the rule of law. This would be a ideological somersault for Sinn Féin because it would effectively mean accepting that the state of Northern Ireland, in its reformed or egalitarian policing structures, which were reformed in the wake of the Belfast Agreement to move away from the old Protestant-dominated police force to a representative community police service, if Sinn Féin's willing to accept the policing structures, then it's very difficult for the DUP to resist sharing power with them.